This is for all the freedom seekers in the health and wellness world who want to blaze their own path and buck the status quo. Because convention can't stop an idea to take your business anywhere. This is the House Call Revolution.
I want to address a really important concept, and that's the idea of honoring the journey. Honoring this journey that you're on in building your house call business. Honoring the journey that you're on and why you are on this path that you are. Because the house call model attracts, more often than not, people who are inherently looking for something different. Looking for a different way to grow their practice. Looking for a different way to serve their patients, their clients. Looking for a different way of life for themselves as a professional, but also who you are outside of being professional. You know, having a work-life balance. It's not just about building a successful business, but it's about how house calls could give you this vehicle and this means to build a business that gives you freedom. And I say that because as each of you are on your individual journeys with this model, sometimes we could get so lost in the questions, the how-tos, the fears, the doubts, the what-ifs. So what do I need to do next? What do I need to do next? And we could wake up and start our day and our brain is like this soup of questions and to-dos and it could feel endless. And just when you get five things done, it feels like 10 more have exploded in your mind, right? It feels like it's this endless task of things you're always having to work on and always having to do. Now, one of the things I've talked about previously is being mindful of how you think about what it is that you're doing and that difference of, do I have to do this or do I get to do this? And I want to take this a layer deeper because the awesome reality and really the awesome opportunity is that when you have a business, you have the opportunity to continually grow, evolve, modify, adapt, and shift what this business is, what house calls mean to you. For some people, that can mean maybe I only want to work 10 hours a week. And then you wake up one day and you think, gosh, no way. I want to like hit the pedal to the metal and I want to see my clients for 40 hours a week because I love this so much. Or maybe you're starting a family. And you've been working full time and you realize, you know, I want to phase out a little bit. I want to ease the pace and slow down and work part time. I want you to really honor not only the journey that you're on now, but honor the opportunity that this model gives you the flexibility to ultimately be the shapeshifter in how you run your business. Because that's one of the most beautiful things in having a business overall is that you are your own boss. You are at ability to make the choices, make the decisions. And sometimes when we wake up and we go through all the things that we have to do, we actually forget where we've come from. And there's this great quote, and I can't remember who says the quote, but it's basically it says, you can't know where you're going until you know where you've been. And I want to really encourage and recommend that whether you are just realizing that house calls are for you or you're 1 year, 2 years in to your house call business, take a moment every day and rather than get caught up in all the things that you have to do, and now it's get to do, right? Take a moment at the end of every day and reflect on what you've accomplished. Reflect on what you did that day. Reflect on the simple joys, the small wins, the little achievements, those to-dos that you actually got done and got accomplished. Because our brains can be so wired in the sense of urgency of having all of these things that you have to do. And yes, there are these systems to put in place and your questions that you need to get answered. Every day there will always be something that you get the opportunity to do. But the beautiful thing is that that never ends. The opportunity in that is looking at that from a place of, this is also what I am doing today, but look at what I've accomplished. And I share that with you because when I was about, oh gosh, probably 6 months into my house call practice, you know, at that time, and even still to this day, sometimes I could be really hard on myself. You know, I want to I want to show up big. I want to do things right. I want to show up awesome for you on these calls. I want to build great things. And sometimes that could put a lot of pressure on me. And at that time, I was feeling all of this pressure to get things up and running, to get things to work and attract clients, that I actually forgot to look at where I came from 6 months ago to now, what I had actually accomplished in that time. And when I started to actually think about that and realize what I'm able to accomplish in a day, what I'm doing every day that's in integrity with what I want, and the vision that I'm building, and the people that I'm serving, and that I'm one step closer to creating an even better house call business for myself, my perspective started to change, because I gave myself the opportunity to celebrate the small wins, to celebrate what I was doing every day. Because you see, it's not just about hitting the big goals at the end, hitting the income goals that you want, the volume goals that you want. It's not just about that. That's what keeps you motivated along the way. But it's about everything that you're doing to get there. It's about every small step you're doing to get there. You don't just wake up one day and say, yeah, I hit these goals and you totally rocked it, right? No, it takes work and effort and determination to get there. So what I want to encourage you to try, if you're listening to this and you've realized, or as you're hearing this, you think, you know, I haven't given myself the opportunity to think about what I've accomplished. I've been way too focused on urgency, way too focused on putting this pressure on myself. I'm going to give myself today, starting today, the opportunity to take 5 minutes and reflect on what I've done. 5 minutes to reflect on what I accomplished. And that could be sending an email to someone. It could be scheduling a client and booking them out for the next 2 months. This is if you do this as a small gesture to yourself and you wake up in 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 4 months down the road, you'll be able to look at everything you've accomplished and you won't miss that. Because in 4 months down the road, it's hard to remember all the things that we've done. Sometimes we only document that by appointments in our calendar, commitments we've made, or looking at our schedule. But I want to really encourage you to go a layer deeper and reflect on your journey day to day. It's going to help you stay present. It's going to help you remember why you're doing what you're doing and what you're accomplishing to get to the practice that you want. And honor your journey along the way. So give yourself the opportunity to do that. Give yourself the opportunity to celebrate those wins, track those wins, reflect on the successes that you're making, and it's going to help you stay that much more present, that much more focused, and that much more appreciative of the awesome house call business that you are building and the freedom that it's giving you.
This is the House Call Revolution.